misplaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I can do what He says I can do. I have what He says I have. Whoops. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
We're busy looking at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and in particular, the day of Pentecost. Yesterday, we started looking at Luke 4, 18. We're going to continue today in verse 19 in a little while. Let's join the service.
How many of you like the power of the Holy Ghost? Amen. You better like the power of the Holy Ghost, because today we're talking about that. We're talking today about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Everyone say, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, today, 2,000 plus years ago, was a day that was commonly known, became known as Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost Sunday is the day that the Holy Spirit came and started the church and started to fill believers with His presence. That was the day that the Holy Ghost came. Why else did He come? To proclaim, listen, oh my God, yes, why else He came? To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. The favor, you're in God's favor now. You see, when the Holy Spirit came, He ushered in a new era, the era of grace. No more works, the era of grace. Receive salvation and walk in it. Not earn salvation, as now receive salvation. This is where we are. We're in the dispensation of grace. So look what He says. I came also, I've been anointed to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the favor of God abound greatly. It's all there. It's all available. Ephesians 1:3 says you've already been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. It's all available. Healing is available. Salvation is available. Peace is available. Sleep is available. It's all already done. Amen. So He came to set us free from all kind of stuff. And you know, this week has been D-Day. How many of you know about D-Day? When they stormed the beaches of Normandy. And I just, you know, I take my hat off. I salute our flag, believe me. I take my hat off and I salute the men and women that died for this country. I salute the men and women who are serving in this country right now. I respect them, I honor them, and I honor this flag. Amen. Let me just tell you, those people went through hell, literally hell, to get us the freedom that we've got today. So I've got a short video, and it's going to kind of tie in with my message. Even if it doesn't, I want to show it. You ready? Okay, lights, please.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are on you. You are the hope and thunders of liberty-loving people everywhere. March with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers of arms on other fronts, you will bring back the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle. Man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts,
have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war, and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory.
Amen.
I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
Amen. Praise God. Hats off to those gentlemen and ladies. Really. Come on. And that was Eisenhower's speech on D-Day. And it was to the outpouring, listen, to the outpouring, I wrote this down, outpouring of the Allied troops to liberate Northwestern Europe from the German occupation. There was an outpouring of the Allied forces. They came, and I'm telling you, they were facing impossible situations. It was impossible odds. Thousands upon thousands of our own soldiers died. There are lines of thousands of soldiers in the graves from that day. And let me tell you what, they went in there. And they said, no, we're going to free Northern Europe. And Jesus Christ came and he said, I'm going to free my people. I'm coming and I'm going to have the outpouring and I'm going to liberate my people. And I'm telling you, we were in serious trouble for all of eternity until Jesus Christ came back. If D-Day did not happen, if we had lost that battle, who knows what language you'd be speaking today and what flag would be flying over this nation? Nobody knows. But let me tell you something, because of their sacrifice, we are free. But a bigger sacrifice took place. And because of Jesus' sacrifice, we are absolutely free, totally free. And the Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Can you say amen? I just want to read it quickly from Luke 4:18. Listen to how he says this from the voice. He says, I'm here to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to tell those who are held captive that they can now be set free, and to tell the blind that they can now see. He sent me to liberate those held down by oppression. In short, the Spirit is upon me to proclaim that now is the time. This is a jubilee season of the Eternal One's grace. This Holy Spirit that came and brought the anointing with him, he brought the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God against the enemy of our soul. We brought all our troops and bombs and all kinds of weapons to come against the forces of evil and the enemy at that stage. Jesus himself came and he defeated the enemy by himself, on his own. And when he comes back again, he's going to do it again. And with the word out of his mouth, he's going to put a stop to it. Can you say amen to that? Now watch here. So now look what Jesus says in Luke 24. Luke 24, verse 49 out of the Amplified. Listen carefully. I am sending the promise of my Father, the Holy Spirit, upon you. But remain in the city of Jerusalem until you're clothed. Now watch. Till you're clothed or fully equipped or endued with power from on high. He said, I'm sending you out into all the world to preach this message, but don't go until you've been endued with power from on high, until the Holy Ghost comes and he fills you up with the power, because you cannot be a witness to me in any kind of authority without the Holy Spirit. Yeah. With the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, the book of Acts, they call it the Acts of the Apostles. That's a wrong name. It should be the Acts of the Holy Ghost. Because it's the Holy Ghost who did all the miracles that the apostles were walking in. I mean, the shadow of Peter healing people. That was the Holy Spirit healing people. And then the handkerchiefs and aprons from Paul being sent out around the world and people getting healed from that. That wasn't the cloth. That wasn't Paul. That was the Holy Ghost. The handkerchiefs and aprons. Holy Ghost. When they raised the dead, when they raised the cripple, it was the Holy Spirit working through them. So he says, listen carefully, I am sending the promise of my Father, the Holy Spirit, upon you. Say, upon me.
Upon me.
Now, he was talking to his disciples, right? We're not saying this is on Jesus now. He's saying now on you. What's on me is coming on you. And you've seen me, what I can do with the Holy Spirit. But apart from him, I can't do it. You all know that Jesus couldn't do what he did without the Holy Spirit. Because he gave up his godly privileges when he left the, when he left heaven. I don't want to get into that teaching now. But he said, the same Spirit that's upon me is coming upon you. And when he comes upon you, you're going to be filled up and endued with power from on high. So if I'm filled by the power of the Holy Spirit, why is the church today so limp? Like a wet rag. A lot of denominations don't even believe in healing for today. They don't even believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit today. They don't believe in the fivefold ministry today. What do you believe in? I mean, what do you believe in if you don't believe in any of that? Good God. There is power resident in each and every one of us that are born again. It's up to us to release that power. You know, we said, stir up the gift, that song, stir up passion. Let me tell you something. We couldn't really stir it up until the day of Pentecost. Because in 2 Timothy 1:6, the Bible says, stir up the gift that is in you by the laying on of my hands. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Stir up the gift of the Holy Spirit that's in you. When you see someone sick and you back off, the Holy Spirit's not backing off, you're backing off. How many times have you backed off? You know you wanted to pray, but you know you didn't. Why? Because fear crept in. Because what happens if? Right? You back off, not the Holy Ghost. He wants you. Go. Lay hands. Get some faith. Lay hands. Trust, believe, and speak out of your mouth. All right. Look at Luke 24. We're there already. So, he says, so you're going to wait there until you're clothed, fully equipped and endued with power from on high. Now, Acts 1. Let's go to Acts 1. Come on, everyone turn to Acts. Acts 1, because we're going to stay there for a minute. And I'm reading from verse 8. You ready? Here we go. When the holy day of Pentecost came, 50 days after Passover, they were all gathered together in one place. We're talking about the 120 in the upper room. Remember, God said, don't do anything until you've been filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, they didn't know what's going on. This is 50 days now. Can you imagine that they're waiting there? Jesus left. He gives them these instructions. Now they go and they're hiding because they're trying to kill Christians now and anyone mentioning Jesus. And they're in the upper room, 120 of them. You know who was in that room with them? Mary, the mother of Jesus, plus his brothers. Do you know that? They were in that upper room, 120 in all. Over 500 were invited, but 120 in all turned up. They should have said, there's food, and then you would have had 500. That's how it works in the church, isn't it? The day of when we do the child dedication, I'm planning, we're just checking the calendar to make sure we want to do a big family barbecue day. We're going to just flood this place and let the Spirit of God come out in this area. Amen? And so keep your ears open for that. So now they were all in there waiting 50 days. Imagine that. What you doing? I'm just waiting. What for? I don't know. Holy Ghost coming. I'm going to be full of the Spirit. What you waiting for? We haven't seen it. We don't know what it is. What you doing? Waiting. I'm just waiting. Waiting. But there was an expression. Because Jesus spoke out of his mouth. We don't want to say more. We never return void.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We will pick it up again tomorrow on the day of Pentecost. Right now, I'd like to inform you about a very special event taking place in our church on June the 30th. That's Sunday, June the 30th. We're doing a 10 o'clock service and then again, 6 p.m. service that evening for activation. And this is a special man who's been with 6 presidents. He's been with Billy Graham. He's been with so many people. He loves the Lord with all his heart. And God's given him so much revelation. It's going to help you in your personal lives, in your finances, in your businesses, in your income. It's going to change the way you do business and the way you handle lives.
I'm excited to be teaching on supernatural business success. Did you know that when Jesus called Peter as a disciple, the very first thing he did for him was to give him a bottom line supernatural business miracle? He caught so many fish that his boat could not contain them all. God wants to give you supernatural results in your business, in your career, and your life. Come and discover how.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristOnlyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair